Blog Talk Radio.
Song you make me sing. Life is a song.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. So that last song you just heard is called Life is a Song in Me by Carmen Lundy. Very beautiful, amazing song. And I feel like that kind of, soul and softness and spirit, it's perfect for the holiday season. So that's, I'm great, I'm happy and excited and honored that I'm, able to have her on so close to the holiday season, so we can really, just really talk about what she's doing and help her promote her new CD. Good afternoon, Carmen, how are you?
Hi, Sasha. Hi, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. So that song we just heard, Life is a Song in Me, it's part of your new album, Soul to Soul. Tell us a little bit about that.
The album or the song? I think the whole record, Soul to Soul, is about kind of a vibrant spiritual acknowledgement of the times we live in, really. Life is a Song in Me is pretty much kind of a day-to-day reality. Music has certainly been a part of my entire life since I can remember. And I think I was still, I think I was still maybe even 12 or 13 when I can recall making a really clear decision about wanting to pursue music as a profession. And from that point of making that decision, I don't think I ever really looked back or considered anything else, really. And the circumstances, the timing, all those things, and also being told by people who support you that you can really fulfill a dream, especially if you live in America, you can definitely have a dream come true. So I think I just believed in that. And, all these years later, and I'm from Miami originally. I started my career there, and then I, took a leap of faith and moved to New York and really started to carve out a niche for myself. And here we are talking all these years later. It's great.
That's amazing. And it's quite beautiful, something you just said. You had that vision around the age of 12, and you haven't looked back ever since. This is your 14th album. That's quite a blessing, for anyone in the industry, in the music industry. From your first to your 14th, I'm sure there's many things that you've learned what to do and what not to do, but what is the key, I guess, to the perfect album, or what you consider your perfect album? Because everybody has a different definition of,
Wow, I don't
music,
even know. I don't know. I think that I've always been committed to making good music. And I think that has to do with trusting your own ideas, trusting that the people you've surrounded yourself with have a similar objective. I think that's the key also. I mean, when you listen to the last record, the last track you played, Life is a Song in Me, I just absolutely love the way everybody played. Even before I come in, it's like, oh, shoot, what is this, Even before I start singing, there's kind of a vibe in the tune. It's a great feeling in the rhythm and the, so I think that's the perfect part has to do with when the music locks in, when people you're playing with, we all kind of have the same approach to what we're about to try and achieve in a song, So over the years, I think it's really been wonderful to have the support of so many great musicians on all these respective instruments. I mean, Soul to Soul, there's a harpist on the record. We've got Patrice Rushen on all the keys, along with Jerry Allen on a couple of tunes. And when you talk about, great artistry and really perfect or perfection or striving for perfection in our artistic endeavor, that has a lot to do with the people that support you. So, people like Randy Brecker on trumpet, You know, I grew up with a brother who plays bass. His name is Curtis. So I was always getting great examples of music, even before I became a professional myself. These are just a few of the ingredients. You know, I also had great teachers. So we don't kind of, you know, some of us are self-taught. A lot of us are self-taught. But I think when you get teachers who really help you to figure it out, and, you know, you find yourself in circumstances where even the people you're studying with kind of show you how to get things done. There's so many aspects to how we arrive at these performances that last forever. I was just saying to the owner of Aphrasia Productions, you know, that's the label that Soul to Soul is on, this morning, mm-hmm. how, you know, it's pretty amazing to be able to arrive at a goal with the assistance of so many people who believe in you. And that's the other part of it. You know, we definitely, in order to make a record like Soul to Soul, it took a lot of like-minded spirits, a lot of people who believe in the work. You know, I had a great engineer, great producers. You know, all of this stuff is what plays into how we succeed. And it also is a feather in their cap as well. I mean, I'm sure we just finished a long tour, got back from New York. My voice sounds a little husky because I've been singing all week in New York City. And, you know, we had sold-out audiences, and this is all new music. I love the idea of playing new music because all of the musicians, including myself, get to bring something fresh and different to the audience, and we get to kind of be a part of what's happening in the new millennium, which is very important to me as a jazz artist. All of this really is what you're hearing.
Definitely. You mentioned quite some key points, you know, about learning as an artist. It's, you know, it's essential to learn from everyone. Like you said, not only being self-taught, because obviously you have the talent within you, you know, and then it's all up to you to really mold it correctly and take off with it. But
yeah.
but learn from everyone. You know, when you started young, even though you had a musical background in the family, and you know, like you said, you were kind of raised into music. But what do you remember? That one thing that that any professional might have told you that you've carried that, I guess, that message with you all these years. Is there any one particular?
I don't know mm-hmm. if it's what they said or how they did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anybody who's listening has a favorite Aretha Franklin song, for example, you know, if anybody who's listening has a favorite Billie Holiday tune or a favorite Herbie Hancock tune, sometimes it's what those folks are doing, you know. Even if I never meet them or I never have a chance to chat with them about how they, you know, their success, it's still like, oh, shoot. Well, that example right there is all I need to do. If I can just try to be that good, then, you know, if I can just take a little slice of the amazing greatness of an artist
mm-hmm.
like a Stevie or Aretha or so many others, I mean, those are the examples right there, you know. And you could spend, you can just, if you want to really pursue this as a, you know, your dream, all you have to do really is take a few examples of great artists who have proven themselves to as such and have made quite an impact on the world. Those are teachers too, you know. They're showing you how it goes. I think that what I do remember is to not be discouraged. You know, I think that people have told me that, to never be discouraged. This is certainly not an easy thing to do. To make a life as a musician, as a performer, is not an easy thing. Sometimes some of us are luckier than others, so perhaps the road to success comes early. But then once you're there, you got to stay there, you know. So even
mm-hmm.
if it seems early at first, I mean, they're easy at first, then you've got another challenge, and that is to stay in it and remain successful. There's a challenge no matter how you slice it, and you can never know in your life when the success really comes to fruition. So that means you got to really love it. That means you've got to really love it, believe in the work, and understand that it is about hard work at the end of the day. So the glamorous part, that whole part of the, you know, celebrity and everybody showing how much they adore you is great, but that's not how we really, you know, carve our niche. It really has to do with sitting down and dedicating a lot of quiet hours, you know, to really honing your craft.
You know, and you mentioned Aretha Franklin the other day. I listened to a lot of Pandora, and like my favorite station is like, you know, the jazz, like Amy Winehouse, Adele, that kind of stuff. And it always pops out like Etta James. And it's incredible how so many decades after that music is still so brilliant. You know, and I could like, I literally listen to that station. I could listen to it all day and I won't miss the kind of music that's on the radio today. You know, so good music lives on forever. And
absolutely.
So that's pretty awesome. Let's go ahead and talk about your tour dates. You're currently on tour with this album. Did you just have you had any like current performances that you just had that you want to talk about, or perhaps some that are in the near future?
Well, it's a wonderful thing to travel and see the world and take my music to so many different cultures. In the last month and a half, I have been in London, Paris, Vienna, you know, Seattle, New York City, oh my God, Ireland. I've seen Tokyo. I've seen the world. I've seen the world as a performing artist. We're getting close to the end of the year, so I'm actually relieved to tell you that I don't have any performances through Christmas. I'm just like happy to have a little quiet time and give my voice a little rest, and get back into my work studio, my music studio after the new year. So I'm taking a little break right now, but I will be performing in the near future. I have the Atlantic Jazz Festival coming up where I'll be introducing the vibraphonist on the record. Warren Wolf will be joining me along with Patrice and Jameson Ross, who is a wonderful drummer who you were just grooving to on Life is a Song and Me. So we have some concert dates coming early next year. And I also will be doing some mentoring at a residency program at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And I'll be spending 2 weeks working with some of the finest young talent coming from all over the world to play together and perform at the Kennedy Center. So that's my next little bit scheduled ahead. And you can always follow me on my website, CarmenLundy.com. We update the website weekly with the performances that are ahead, and you can kind of get an overview of what I've been up to for the last year or so as well. My website includes my artwork. There's quite a bit there, and it's a way to stay informed as I continue to make this music thing, you know, keep a certain kind of high level, which is also challenging, kind of keep a certain quality and high level in the music and the work. That's a personal goal, to never really kind of rest on my accomplishments, but, you know, to find some challenge in whatever the work is. So we're just very, very excited. We've been meeting a lot of fans as we travel. I've been doing in-store signings at some of the record stores in Europe, things like that. And it's very rewarding and encouraging to know that the music that we've been doing is embraced by people of other cultures, people that don't even speak English as a first language. It's a wonderful thing. Performing in New York, I met my audience members were from South America. I met people from Argentina, people from Spain, people from Japan, Korea, oh my goodness, Brazil, It's just incredible, really. It's really incredible how this music speaks to people from all over the world. So I'm very, very excited about the future. And, again, also excited about actually having a chance to talk with you away from, you know, I really just landed yesterday and I just unpacked. So I'm still kind of got the, I think I still have New York. You know, it was so cold there. It was great, though. You know, went down to Rockefeller Center and saw the tree and, you know, the people skating and all that wonderful glitzy part of the holidays that don't seems like New York, nobody can match it, even though we all try. So that's mm-hmm. all been a part of this last, you know, few weeks of life performing for great people. And, you know, and talking to you as well.
That's beautiful. I bet New York is cold right now. I'm in Miami right now, and we've been between 60s at night, and so, like, back and forth is, like, 60s, and then the next week it's hot and it rains, and it's been kind of bipolar down here. And then you see people all cut it up, and I'm like, dude, it's not that cold. But it's not warm.
Well, you know,
blood,
I'm originally from Miami.
That's
Did I tell
awesome.
You that earlier? Yes, I am.
Yeah, you did. You did mention that. And what area of Miami do you? I mean, once you started traveling, did you ever miss the, you know, I guess the culture down here? Because Miami is quite different.
Well, Miami has evolved. I mean, I grew up in the time that music was really thriving for me was the 60s, the 70s. That was kind of that whole period, you know, where disco was huge, and there was also the huge, I think Stevie Wonder had his really big breakout around that time, and I was singing in a lot of the clubs down in Coconut Grove, Miami Beach. I used to sing at the, you know, I sang in Miami Beach for years, Coconut Grove, all over, really, as far north as West Palm Beach, and that's kind of where my career began. And, you know, I grew up in an area in Miami called Richmond Heights, which is just south of, I guess you would call it Dadeland, kind of south of that area. And and about 15 minutes from the Atlantic Ocean. So I know all about the beauty and the gorgeousness that, you know, draws people to there. And even on a cold day in Miami, it beats just about any other place on the planet. So you guys are doing pretty great.
Oh, we're brilliant. We're brilliant compared to up north. But yeah, I also wanted to ask, you know, you mentioned something that it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience that very few people get to, I guess, enjoy communicating with other cultures as you've had, you know, travel the world, know the world, and even here, like you said, in New York, you got the opportunity to meet and see people from all over the world just there sitting and listening and appreciating your music. At any time in your 14 albums, did you ever like incorporating other cultures of music into your own music?
You know, I wrote a tune on the album. I think you can hear it on the album Come Home. And I wrote a song where I sing in Portuguese. And I've always loved the music of Brazil. And so I have, you know, attempted to sing in another language. And being from Miami, I've been greatly influenced by the music of the Afro-Cuban population. So Mayra Casales, by the way, is my percussionist and has been since my very first recording. And Mayra is born in Havana and raised in Miami. And through her and our musical collaborations, I've learned a lot. And I think you can hear a lot of Latin influence through, you know, the 14 CDs. You will definitely hear that in my work. I've actually attempted to sing a few words on stage now. I've been singing a little bit of the South African Zulu as a result of the song Grace that I collaborated with. I wrote with a vocalist by the name of Simpiwe Donna, and Simpiwe and I wrote a beautiful, beautiful ballad called Grace, where I, and now, and she's not performing with me, of course, so I'm attempting to sing in the Xhosa language with the clicking sound at the beginning of some of the words. And that's been quite a little bit of a journey, too. And I've sung in Spanish over the years. I was also a classical vocalist for many years, studying opera at the University of Miami before changing my major to jazz. So I do have some experience with singing in other languages besides Spanish. I may have somewhat of a penchant for the others that I mentioned. So, but I think that the more you're familiar with my work, I think the more you would kind of hear where those influences are in some of the songs I've recorded.
Okay. So, your band, you mentioned that you have you've mentioned your percussionist, which is I'm proud to hear that because I'm Cuban descent myself, and yes, and Afro-Cuban music, it's very lively. It fills my heart. that's good. What about your band? Do you tend to carry the same musicians all throughout your albums and your performances?
That's a very difficult thing to do. And musicians, as we all evolve, our experience and the wealth of experience we bring to what we do is a result of playing with hundreds of people. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to play with hundreds of people to really evolve as an artist over your lifetime. So if I were to talk about my first album, Good Morning Kiss, which I released in 1985, the musicians on that album, oh, my God. They're all great. Bobby Watson, John Faddis, my brother Curtis Lundy, Victor Lewis. It's insane. Then I can go from that to, every record. And then there's some, I think Myra might be she's the only percussionist I've ever recorded with. So she might be one of the only that have been a constant. My brother Curtis is on numerous recordings of mine. I've been very fortunate to work with some of the finest musicians of my generation and of this time in the history of jazz. Those living, some of the ones I've recorded with have since passed. But I've been nurtured by many, many great artists. So my band is a reflection of the music that I come to record during that time. And sometimes I meet people along the way that they are just so awesome that I just want to be able to do something with them as well, which is how Daryl Hall, for example, became the bassist on Soul to Soul. Daryl, I met while on tour with another fine pianist, Jerry Allen, and it was such a delight to work with him that I knew that when I had an opportunity that I was certainly going to invite him to join me. So the musicians, from recording to recording, can change. Jameson Ross, this is our second record together. Young drummer, originally from Jacksonville, Florida, who lives in New Orleans and is about to release his first record in April. I just found him to be such a special person who brought so many delightful elements to the percussion part of my music, the drumming part of what I do. So it's a chance to work with him again. Patrice Russian. I've known Patrice, sending you Forget-Me-Nots. Everybody knows Forget-Me-Nots. And I've loved her work all of these years. And it was fun. We both live in Los Angeles, and we're touring with another great musician, Terry Lynn Carrington. And Terry Lynn's album won a Grammy a couple of years ago, so we were touring. So it was perfect to have a chance to finally record with Patrice. So the musicians and the way these recordings and the albums evolve from one project to the next is a continuum. I think if I had the same musicians from the very beginning, my music would probably be very stale right now.
Okay.
And it's just, this is the best of all worlds, really. to continue to evolve as an artist in my own right, being supported by people who may change from year to year or even concert to concert. That's the way it happens.
Okay. So, Carmen, this has been a pleasure and an honor for me to have you on the show and speak so soon about everything you've been doing. literally landing yesterday, you know, and taking your time to speak to me today. I really dearly appreciate it.
Looking forward to talking with you.
Thank you. And for those that are listening right now, please go to her website, carmenlundy.com, just as it sounds, nothing different, carmenlundy.com, and find her music, download her album Soul to Soul. If not, go to iTunes, and you can, you know, download the singles if you'd like.
Or you can actually buy it from my website, and when you buy the CD, when you get the physical CD, you open it up, and you see all of my artwork on the inner sleeves. So that gives you can start your art collection with me.
Okay, so that's beautiful. So once again, thank you so much. Thank you to Karen, and if she's listening, for hooking me up with your client. And thank you, and happy holidays, and prosperous new year.
Happy holidays. Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So there you have it, Carmen Lundy. She's so great. I totally appreciate your time. I can't say it enough. So make sure to check her out once again, her website, carmenlundy.com. If you're more of a Facebook user, she does have a Facebook page by the same name, very easy to find. And keep up with her. Once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Keep up with us at SashaMarinaShow.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff, Sasha Marina. And like our Facebook page, The Sasha Marina Show. I promise it won't hurt if you hit the like button. It's very easy. And download our app on Google Play and BlackBerry World if you have a BlackBerry. Yeah, so thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'm going to play this last song that she mentioned, Grace. Grace by Carmen Lundy.
We have walked for so long with our hands to the ground.
Amazing way.
We have died for so long with our hands under the moon. Whatever calling me, why for not?
Amazing grace.
Save me now. From the birth becomes my enemy.
Stolen dreams that we can't keep.
together without the chains that bind us and keep us down. And as we walk and break bread together, and so thankful that we made it through another storm.